Take a peek behind the curtain. It's your Giggers Showing.
It is. You can probably tell I've got some guests here with me. Good morning.
Kia ora.
Good morning.
Kia ora. Mikhail Latrobe and David Oakes. Hi. Morena. And we're talking about the Last Stand Festival, the two organisers of this festival, which is on tomorrow in Titirangi. So nice to be talking about something that's on in Titirangi at Waimā Reserve. So welcome.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Great.
It's awesome to be here.
You must be absolutely delighted about the weather.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hugely relieved.
Thinking that it was going to go on forever, that rain.
No, I was scanning the rain radars and I sent a little post up on social media with like a time lapse basically, and it looks like we've got a really nice day of no rain. So
fantastic. There's a 6 hour gap between 12 and 6. Just enough time for the festival.
Perfect.
Horrendous rain before and after, and then just this perfect weather.
You reckon? You think it's going to rain again?
Maybe.
You're not exactly the...
Afterwards.
Met service, are you? You're hoping. But it looks good. Like, let's just look at the sky and say it looks good. And yes, amazing. You've got this window tomorrow. So the Last Stand is how many acts? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5?
Five.
Okay, you tell us who's playing tomorrow. Well, we'll go for David.
Sure. So we have five acts. We've got Eliza, who's sort of solo jazz soul act. Very just beautiful act, like captivating. I've seen her a couple of times now and just captivated the audience. So I'm just really looking forward to seeing her like captivate like 600 to 700 people. That's kind of what we're expecting, hopefully, maybe more.
Yes.
Depending on how this interview goes. And then we've got...
how many have you got already?
And then we've got Isla and the Kindreds, who are like a indie folk band. First saw Isla. So when I started this festival in 2021, it was inspired during COVID. And it actually started off, decided during COVID that I was going to make my basement into a 20-seater venue, which I did, and had a gig with my son, Arjuna Oaks, and Isla.
That's because you all lived together in the same house, that's right, huh?
No. It was after that when you were allowed, to do all that, like, you know. And then so we did that, and then it was like, oh, let's do it in the garden. So we had a festival in the garden that was inspired by a little festival called the Wind Road Festival, which was a little festival on Wind Road in Auckland. And that was just like a fundraiser. And so we did a fundraiser for the Titirangi Protection Group in Titirangi.
How
are they? It was to prevent the water care plant going in and destroying all the bush. And we were successful in some ways. Managed to get the footprint down.
Kaupeka Road? Kainani?
Around that area, just on Woodlands Park Road.
And, I see. Is that where the water thing was going to go?
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Which it still will, but we managed to get the footprint down on that, and we've got a settlement for the park and for the area. So that kind of worked pretty well. And and that worked so good. I mean, that was the bigger festival. That was 8 hours in my back garden with musical comedy as well. And it went all just perfect. And we thought, okay, we can do this. And then we took it in 2023. I did it all myself at that point. Mikhail wasn't on board. So and I realized it's far too much for one person. But I did it. I pushed it through. We did it. It was perfect. Everyone loved it in the community. It was just beautiful. It was a beautiful day. You know, pretty good weather. We had a couple of showers, but then it was beautiful rainbow just over the festival. And it was like, okay, I didn't really want to do another one. So I left it 2 years and I thought, I can't do this again. It was too much. So I put the word out. Mikhail came on board and he said, yeah, I'd like to do it. And then we kind of realized as we talked about it that it was too much work for one person. And we've just been kind of doing it together ever since.
Do you live out west, Mikhail?
Yeah, I'm from Titirangi. I've grown up out there.
Did you? Oh, yeah. Whereabouts? What part?
Like South Titirangi, so right down the end. You're pretty much looking at Langholm from where I am.
Yeah. Very lucky.
Yeah, it's beautiful and just
right,
nice and peaceful. Yeah.
Yeah, Wymar Reserve, for those who don't know, it's off Woodlands Park Road, am I right?
Yeah.
Boylan Ave.
If you go to like Titirangi where the funky sculptures are.
The fun guy,
that's the one, yeah. Right. Mushrooms under a microscope.
I love that roundabout. It's so cool, it's freaky. Yeah, it's great.
And when people put all their banners up, like, welcome to Titirangi.
Our son's banner, happy 18th birthday.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Loved it.
So off of Scenic Drive, just like another K, and then off of Woodlands Park Road. Straight down there past the dairy, and there's a little reserve there, and it's quite deceptive. Like, it's actually got a capacity of about 1,200 people, and at the moment we've been getting 600 to 700 people, but it's hard to tell. Like, we've still got ticket sales going till Sunday morning till 11:30.
Okay. And it starts at 12.
So
what about the setup with the stage and everything? Is that going in today?
It's going
on the day.
So it goes
in
tomorrow morning.
Basically, we start packing. Well, we're going to be there around 7 and sound checking by like 10.
Yeah. Yes. And so, what do the neighbours think? They're all good with it?
Seem really happy, yeah.
Yeah.
All the people we spoke to at the park were just thrilled that there's something going on.
Yeah.
They were happy to see that it continued from last time, and they just, you know, they were just commenting, oh, I hope it, you know, finds up for you. And we're like, yeah, me too.
That's the kind of place Titirangi is.
Everyone's into it. We sold a few hundred tickets, and then there's add-ons for kids. So kids are free under 12.
Nice.
And we've got almost a couple of hundred kids already.
So, David, where did we get to? We got to Eliza, then...
Went off on a... Total tangent.
We got to Isla and the Kindred, then we got Brother and Sister.
Brother, sister.
There's three of them.
They're all siblings. They love the 80s, so they're very synth pop driven 80s music, like very irresistible to not dance to. When we had the little festival in my garden, like they got a conga line going, which is hilarious, and I think they do that quite a bit. They had one at the last festival, so we had them at the last festival as well, and they were just crowd favorites. And so we thought, we'll bring them back, because it'd been a couple of years.
Kids will love them too.
Yeah, they did. So it was kind of something for the kids. And then, of course, we got Tiny Ruins as well, who's doing a solo set.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So her and guitar.
Holly Fulbrook, yes.
So it was a nice continuation from last time, because Holly was actually there. So with her baby at the time in the front pack. And she was there seeing, we had Carnivorous Plant Society.
Yes.
So Cass, her bass player, is in that band. And also Lawrence Arabia we had as well last time. And she's, you know, done some collab stuff with him. So it just felt really nice that she was there, and there was all these coincidences, and it just seemed like a really good follow-on to have her for the next one.
Who's looking after the baby? Oh, baby be older now. Toddler.
Yeah. That was a couple of years ago, so yeah. Yes,
maybe
the baby bring them. Look, that was
partner,
just a silly question.
Partner, yeah.
I'm sure somebody is looking after the baby.
Holly, if you're listening, just text in and make sure, tell us you've got babysitter.
Come on. And Ha the Unclear.
Ha the Unclear,
indeed.
Yeah.
I like to say Ha. Do you like saying Ha?
Ha.
Well... I don't see the exclamation mark, but
no,
yeah,
no exclamation
I guess so.
Mark,
yeah, ha,
like, ha,
the unclear.
Ha. There's no double A though.
No.
Or exclamation mark. Oh well.
I haven't actually heard them actually say how they say it, but I'm pretty sure it's just ha the unclear. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But I do like that. Ha, the unclear.
I'm never saying it again.
We've done it enough, anyways.
Yeah, I'm very excited to have these guys on the bill. I've seen them quite a few times. First time was quite a few years ago with the Shambles. I don't know if you remember the Shambles. I've seen them at several festivals and Whammy Bar, and I saw them at I think the best festival I saw them at was a little festival called Tora Bombora. Which is Tora, which is like an hour north of Martinborough in the Wairarapa, and it's a little off-grid festival, and very similar to kind of what we're doing. That's kind of what I modelled it on.
Nice.
So 1,000 people maximum.
Okay, well, let's play a bit of music. And
sure.
Should we go to the 80s vibe with Brother Sister?
Sure thing, yeah. Sounds good.
And push my buttons. Yeah. What time are they on?
They are on at 3. Oh, 3
good
p.m.
Good time in the afternoon. Yeah, that's right. Indeed. All right. So this is Push My Buttons, Brother Sister. BFM and Push My Buttons, and we're here talking to David and Mikhail about The Last Stand, which is happening tomorrow, 6th of April, at the Waimarama Reserve in Te Tārangi, mm-hmm. from midday till 6 o'clock, and Brother Sister playing at 3 p.m.
3 p.m., yeah.
All right, so I had a look online to see, you know, tickets and so forth, and you've sold quite a few, but you've still got a few left.
We've got a few left, yeah.
Yep, so tickets are $33 on Ticket Fairy. You can check it out online. Or there will possibly be some door sales, slightly higher at $35. Kids are free, under 12 and under, sorry.
That's good.
And, yeah, we're going to do a double pass giveaway here on the show today.
Nice.
So,
okay.
Yeah,
all right. So that's
nice.
Easy. So how do we do that? Just give it away.
Basically,
B-card. You have to have a B-card. Yeah. That's number one. So if you're listening, you'd like to go to Te Tārangi tomorrow and spend the afternoon in the sunshine,
mm-hmm.
And listen to a few bands and just get the nice out west vibes, then we won't ask any sort of question. Maybe it's just a first through on the phone.
We could do that question.
Are you going to do a question? Okay.
We could do the question.
Okay.
So
okay, listen up.
So the second band on... Isla and the what? So you have to do a little bit of research, but it's out there.
Mm.
Okay, for a double Isla pass.
Yeah,
and if you jump blank,
if you jump on Ticket Fairy, you'll see all the info there.
Yeah,
you'll get the info, and then if you don't win the double pass, you're most welcome to buy tickets.
And also,
absolutely,
you have to be a B card holder as well. So the you can either no phone or text, gentlemen.
I think you should call, yeah. You just get really keen.
That landline.
Yeah,
okay. Either landline number.
What is that thing?
Can you do either or?
Yeah, you can do
either. Call, text.
09-309-3879 is the landline number here.
Smoke signals, whatever you like.
309-3879, and the text number is 5395-5395. All right, that's great. And somebody who's, you don't even have to be in the area, you can make a little trek across town tomorrow.
Absolutely.
To go. And should we listen to a bit of Tiny Ruins, Holly?
Sure.
Yeah, what track have you chosen here? Out of Phase?
That's from Out of Phase, that's right.
From the Ceremony album?
That's right.
Let's go for
I forgot.
It.
No, that's it. That is it.
As I walk up the passage, I see you moving down. A whole afternoon in your hands, but I can't come back round. You take your time to speak to me, and what you say rings true. It was an own goal anyway, when I laid into you. Position and our time. Out of phase in our position and our time. Out of phase in our position and our time.
BFM, and that's Tiny Ruins, Holly Fulbrook with Out of Phase, and Holly playing tomorrow on her own, doing a solo set at The Last Stand in Titirangi
at 4 p.m.
4 p.m. Okay, I had a hand being waved at me. 4 p.m. Okay, I thought we were going to stop.
The thumb was tucked.
And I'm talking to Mikhail and David, who are organising the gig tomorrow. You're looking remarkably calm for everything, having to sort everything.
It's not our first rodeo.
No. What about food and things like that?
Yeah.
Can people get food or?
Absolutely. So we've got Anastasis Coffee Roastery. So we got Coffee to Wake the Dead. Shout out to Hunan. So we've also got Baywok from Green Bay. They do like Asian fusion food. Amazing.
I've been there. They do lovely food.
Fantastic, eh? And we've also got Roti Brothers. So they're doing like, excuse me, they got pies with like roti casings. So I'm really, really excited about that. I've never tried it. So I'm really keen for that. Yeah, and we've also got the Woodlands Woodlands Park Primary School. They're doing like a fundraiser for their field, so they're going to do a bake sale there as well.
Oh, that's cool.
So that's quite nice.
Yeah, neat.
I just wanted to take a moment to thank College Hill for everything they're doing. They've provided a lot of assistance and expertise at this festival, at this one and the last. So big shout out to Chris Tate. Yeah.
So they donated Hill. The PA. Oh, and then we're paying for the sound guy.
Yes, very good.
So they've done a lot for us. Yeah, awesome. And we just want to shout out, like, you know, The Fringe. They put out an advert. We got Buffett
and
Thompson.
That's the local mag, isn't it?
Health Pizza. All these local businesses have shouted out a little bit. And Ken Turner Motors and the Auckland Council as well. They've also helped us with a lot of things and just helping with getting details ready and everything. So
is Ken Turner still on the council?
Yes.
I believe so.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So good on all of them, and hopefully they'll all be there.
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking about Titirangi. It is Fringe of Heaven, isn't it?
That's right.
Translation.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
One of them.
So, and you've got a caller for your double prize, by the way, didn't you?
That's right. We had Dim on the line, and he's got a double pass, and kids are coming with him. He said he's really keen. And he's going to bring the kids as well, so he's stoked.
Congrats, and he had a B card. Good to
hear. Yeah.
All right.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you for coming up, taking time out today. And what does the rest of the day hold? Are you sort of organising things with bands and so forth?
We're dropping off to the supermarket. We're getting food for the green room and the staff room. And
what's that going to be in the park?
What's in there?
How do you do that in that Waimai Reserve? Is there a building?
Oh, we've got some marquees we're getting.
No, we've got a green room. We'll put up a marquee.
And the stage is covered as well.
We got samosas, famous samosas from our local dairy. They're donating some samosas.
That one on the corner.
Yes. Yeah, shout out to Woodlands Park Dairy.
Harish at Woodlands Park Dairy.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much. And we've got Behemoth Beer, who just for the green room, so it's not alcohol free-ish.
It's alcohol free.
Well, it's not a liquor ban, and we can't tell people what to do. No. But we're not going to be selling alcohol on the premise.
Understood.
Not encouraged, not discouraged.
Yeah.
Understood. Okay. Oh well. Thank you. I just love this this show, and I think it's just going to be so good if the weather holds, even
Absolutely.
If it doesn't. But I think it's going to be, from what you say, looking at the forecast tomorrow. And we'll end with the band, I guess, on 6 o'clock. Are they?
Five o'clock.
PM, yeah.
Five o'clock. Okay.
Yeah. So are they unclear?
The unclear.
Ha.
Thanks for having us,
Thank you so much for having us.
And good luck tomorrow, and thanks for coming up. And if you want to get a ticket, you just go to Ticket Fairy?
Ticket Fairy, exactly, yeah. It should be featured on there,
so
you should find it easily.
They're open until 11:30 tomorrow morning, and then gate sales after that from 12 p.m. at $35.
My favourite suburb, Titirangi. Got to be.
Come.
Absolutely. Yeah, you should come.
Yeah. Double pass.
yeah, we'll give you a call. Come on. Come along.
Let's discuss it. Okay.
Oh, good. All right. Cheers, guys.
Parts of you and I. Friends in other people's lives. One. Julius Caesar.
here transform. When you're gone, you're still here transform. When you're gone, you're still here transform. You're gone, you're still here transform. Yeah, you're gone, you're still here transform.
That was Your Gig Is Showing.